regular monthly meeting of the Mason County Federal Mineral Leasing District Board will come to order. I'm going to ask for a motion to move the entire consent agenda onto the regular agenda. I'll ask, please.
I would make that motion.
Thanks. Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. General public comment.
My comment is we have applications going to be coming in. I want to make sure that we adhere to the oil and gas effects on these applications. They have to have a direct cause and effect. I mean, that's what the DOLA wanted us to follow, so.
Understood. Anything else? Thank you. Item number three, the adoption of the January meeting minutes. Has the board had the opportunity to look at the minutes?
I have. I would move that we accept the minutes as written.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number four, insurance quote presentation by Jamie Hamilton. I'll make a public statement here that although I am not involved in any way, shape, or form in the insurance division of our company, I am a shareholder, a board of director member, and an officer, so I will be recusing myself from any decision made regarding Mr. Hamilton's presentation, and it is Mr. Hamilton.
Okay.
Jamie?
Good afternoon, Mr. Hamilton.
Thank you, employee. You brought it up, so. Dusty reached out to us. We have, since your inception, been your broker to place what commonly is known as directors and officers. It's a little bit more specialized because we call it public officials because of your appointment on this particular board. In layman's terms, directors and officers, public officials, protects you if complaints for your decisions or lack thereof that don't necessarily cause bodily injury or property damage, that's where general liability comes into play, but it may cause some sort of harm that somebody brings a complaint against you. So this protects you a defense up to $1 million, or defense plus up $1 million award. Dusty again asked us to make sure we shop the marketplace. We do that as an independent all the time. Anyway, with that being said, it was good to get back out there. We do it every 3 years. So we did it last year, but we did it again this year. We had four declinations. Bottom line, a little bit specialized, and as the markets don't really like to be involved with government type of things, even though we're an independent board. We did find a competitive quote that I did review with Dusty that is about $200 less, plus or minus. But the coverage form isn't as broad of the current policy with Philadelphia Insurance Company. Philadelphia is an A-rated carrier. That's our job to make sure we place it with a financially solvent operation. They have a broadened definition of fiduciary liability, and that's the reason that I recommended to Dusty that we retain Philadelphia at the renewal. Bottom line is, there, and I'll just read the form from the underwriter. Allegations of financial mismanagement or negligence stemming from the handling of your funds would fall within the scope of the D&O and the fiduciary, where the reporting or the other market would not state that. So that's why if it's $200 difference, be my recommendation, plus it goes back all the way to your inception date of 2013. It's claims made form, so it's protected me that way. I did mention to Dusty that the other carrier offered what we call employment practices liability. That is for wrongful termination, age discrimination complaints, and sexual harassment complaints. You do not have that under Philadelphia, but in talking with her, your quote, vendors or third party, all contractors. So if we were to go back out and provide that for you, we'd have to get a third party, and the pricing on that is pretty significant on do those things. One other thing I would throw out there to you, but I don't have the best answer for you, because it's public officials, and it's nonprofit from my instant, you're not compensated. You and you are not compensated. The state of Colorado has a really good law in effect that started in 1989, as our friend Tilly Bishop put it in place, primarily because nobody was volunteering to get on nonprofit boards because they were being sued. And the market got really difficult, very expensive, and then all of a sudden nobody was volunteering. And Suplesio actually went to Tilly because nobody was wanting to get on the JUCO committee, believe it or not, and pray for some sort of liability. Under state law, most homeowners policies will defend you under your liability for any volunteer positions that you do. So you might want to check that with your own homeowners coverage as well. The caveat there is because it says public officials, John, you're compensated, this is your deal, would not respond to you, but you have coverage and we're the broker for the county. You have coverage as an appointed position based on what you do for the county. So, recommendation in a nutshell, to stay with Philadelphia, it is a $200 difference, $2,400 versus $2,200, but a broadened coverage.
Due to the fact that I'm recused here, Chris, can I still act as chairman or should I hand that off to somebody?
I think you should hand it off and just let them decide without you.
Well, I probably have that. I know my homeowner's policy doesn't cover any county, any government business.
Right, because of the compensation.
But I know mine doesn't volunteer.
Very good.
I'm comfortable with that. We need to take a vote on this, on the insurance?
Yeah,
yes.
You'll have to pick a policy.
I would move that we follow Mr. Hamilton's recommendation and retain Philadelphia insurance for the mere $200 difference.
I'll second that.
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
Bye.
So,
okay, so you have a first and second.
You are? So,
all in favor of this motion, say aye.
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 Okay, yeah. Gonna secure.
I think Ann talked to you about posting something because technically it's
due today.
Today.
Yep, so we're good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Jamie.
Good to see
we'll
you all.
See you later.
All
right.
Okay, so the Dusty Reimer invoice, the Duffer Waldeck invoice, SDA membership renewal invoice, we just dealt with the Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
so it's all, but the other three are in your staff report, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So, all right, we'll go on to the staff report then.
Information, do you want me to turn the light off? Are you guys good?
Go ahead.
Okay. We posted to our social media pages that our meeting minutes were posted, the meeting agenda was posted, our grant cycle was open, and media links to the news stories that we got regarding the press release that we sent for the grant cycle being opened. The media we got was coverage in the Daily Sentinel. It said there was $200,000 in grants available in the business briefs. And KKCO 11 News did a new story that we've opened up our grant cycle again. There are no grants requesting payments at this time. However, the Grand Junction Fire Department did contact us, and they are in their final stages of their paperwork. So they should have come in under budget, so there should be some more money available for us in the grant cycle. Invoices are Dusty Reimer for invoice 143 for services and supplies for $3,776.63. Duffer Waldeck invoice 18447 for $220 for December and January services. The Special Districts Association membership renewal invoice for 2020 for $999.06. And then the Philadelphia insurance invoice that you guys had just approved for the previous is for $2,412. For coverage for the year. And our upcoming events, I'll be doing a presentation at CMU for one of their energy classes about the Mineral Lease District on March 5th. Our spring grants will be due on March 6th at 3 p.m. The March board meeting with grant presentations is scheduled for March 11th. And then April board meeting with the awarding of grants will take place on April 15th at 3 p.m. And that's it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Questions for Dusty?
No.
Is there a motion to approve the staff report, including the invoices?
I have a motion to approve the staff report as presented.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Review of financials.
So our fund balance is at $862,248.90. Our permanent fund is at $1,653,364.22. Our grants payable are at $189,476. On our P&L. Just the normal, some accounting fees, Dusty's fees, dues, which are the Microsoft and Adobe amounts, some supplies. Everything's cleared. We did have an unrealized loss in the permanent fund of $5,553.14. Our dividend income was $61.46, and we had 7 cents of interest income. And then we also paid out some investment fees. Here's the, on the next sheet, the are the grants still outstanding? So like as you said, the grant from the fire department, and there's still one outstanding for the Golden Palisade. And then the budget to actual amounts. So as of yet, we're obviously still haven't received our grants from DOLA. And our accounting fees, everything's low, and the insurance that we're paying out today will still come below budget, so we're still on track with everything. Are there any questions?
Questions?
No.
I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move we accept the financial document.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much. Review of investment account. Matt?
Actual balance is about $15,000 higher than what was reported as of today. And then, it's up $208,000 since we started, so things are going well. Our market hit all-time high today, S&P 500 did. So coronavirus or, you know, geopolitics, whatever. We just keep going. So everything's good. You know, the crazy thing is the 10-year is gone down while the market's gone up. We don't usually see that. And then we're right at our equity threshold in the fund. I mean, we're just over 59% equity, so 60% is our max. So otherwise, questions?
So what would you do if it...
if the market keeps going up, we'll have to actually sell equities and come back and pull it back just because for the IPS.
Rebalance.
But that was what we mentioned last time I was here, was we can have a quarter or so to kind of get over, you know, play with that. I don't know where the unrealized loss would have been. I mean, everything's kind of up, but maybe that was the month.
It was January.
Yeah, that was just
that's just for
the
that
end
one
of January.
Month. Okay.
Yeah, for the 1 month.
But yeah, in the duration short, I wouldn't, yeah. I think where we are is fine. I mean, we're short duration interest rates, but it doesn't benefit us to go out any further, even though we're a permanent investor. The difference between a, you know, a 3 duration and an 8 duration is like not even 1%. Yep. And that's a lot of extra risk. So.
Sure is. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah.
Questions from Matt?
No.
Move for the approval of his report.
Move to approve the report, the investment report.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there any unscheduled business before us today?
Not for me.
I'll move for, or I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I make a motion for adjournment.
Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Well, no, I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
Meeting adjourned at 3:16.